Hey, man, if you're in your house, I'm in your driveway, if you're screening calls, then I'm in your driveway because I bought a cheeseburger at Glenwood, and I've made a gigantic mess out of it, and I'm just going to stop here in your driveway and eat it. All right, so that's what I'm here for. All right, bye.
The Out of Sight Sounds of the Other Half, kicking off top of the hour there for you for the little bit of Lost Discs radio show action, which we know we're doing it now for the month of December 2013. This is our rarest of the rare spectacular special as per management, right? We've been dictated to do a Rarest of the Rare show. Once again, this is an annual thing that management over at rockandradio.com insists that we do, and by God, we're glad to do it, actually.
I don't know why they don't call it Bloody Rare.
Yeah. What's that?
It's so rare, it's bloody.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, we could do that. We could say that.
Are there any British music?
Just start saying tonight? It. Yeah, there's some, I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see as the hour progresses.
Ask Joe Stack.
Chesty. That's Chesty over there riding shotgun on a microphone, because Dr. Doc Brown is, well, he's AWOL tonight, folks, right? And Joe Stack's on the phonium line.
Greetings.
He's on the other side of the shotgun, I guess. So, all right. Now, listen, before we get too far down the road here, we've already now heard in on the internet email. Okay, so folks, if you care at all about this kind of action, you could always go ahead, Chesty, give him the email.
Email us at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Spelled discs with a C.
Right, that's right. It is spelled with a C, as in a disc. Is what we're spinning for you here tonight, and it's good old Geezer up there on the mountain, and he is simulcasting us as per usual. He's simulcasting us on 87.5 FM in the Langley Forest and Game Preserve, upstate New York. And, hey, listen, he's sending some birthday well wishes out to Governor Why Not, Chesty.
Oh, happy birthday, Governor.
I think that's from all of us here at the Lost Discs Radio Empire, going out to the old Governor Why Not tonight, who's celebrating his birthday. And apparently digging it on the internet feed, which a lot of people are tonight, because Face Facts, folks, 5110 upper sideband for your underground shortwave experience is skipping over. It's not making it into most of the shortwave rigs tonight. So if you are getting it on 5110 shortwave, chime in, because that would be sort of a novelty, you know, this time of year, to know what your QTH is on that. Joe, the other half, what do we know? What do we care?
Okay, well, we got a couple of other halves to choose from tonight.
Now, come on.
Tell me real quick, what was the label we were?
Yeah, these guys were on the ACTA label.
All right, so same as the Neighborhood Children.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yeah.
So, they would have just been, a West Coast group coming out of I think it's SoCal. Not a lot to tell you. They cut an album, a few singles for ACTA, finishing up with one for GNP Crescendo.
Yeah, didn't one of the guys in the group go on to be in Blue Cheer or something big like that?
Yeah, that would. That's Randy Holden, the lead guitar player, in fact.
There you go. All right, so now, all right, so speaking of things that are sort of rare, I guess we're going to move it on.
Bloody rare.
And we're going to move it on to some more bloody rare. This is Ted Taylor coming to you, but this is one you probably never heard by Ted Taylor, if you've ever heard Ted Taylor, folks. It's off the Gold Eagle Records label tonight, folks. Sometime out of the early 60s. She's a winner, exclusively, from Ted Taylor on Lost Discs Radio.
Wide world to me. I want to tell you one thing, people. The little girl I love is sure to please. I love my baby. She's a winner. She's all kind of good things wrapped up in one. Love my baby, she's a winner. She's the kind of good thing wrapped up in one. And every time we get together, whoa, we have so much fun. Bye.
point, mister. Now, what is it? What are you trying to tell us?
This is Maxie, Port 12.
I've got to say that they are rude and inconsiderate a lot of the time, and sloppy too.
Just around the corner from Main Street, just across the river on the avenue side, east and west of uptown or downtown, there's a spot that always has the doors open wide, your special place, where Mr. Miller helps to put a smile on your face. Says if you got the time, we've got the beer,
Miller beer.
Miller tastes too good to hurry through, but when it's time to relax, Miller stands clear,
beer after beer.
If you got the time,
if you've got the time,
we've got the beer,
Miller beer,
if you got the time.
Hey, man, I just enjoyed a nice Glenwood cheeseburger in your driveway, and I have to admit I bumped around the yard a little bit. So, anyway, I just, you know, checking in and seeing what the word on the street is there. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Lost it.
Oh, I didn't know that you had anything to do with the show.
Picking up good vibrations. softly smiles, and I know it, it must be right. And together, together we'll make it through the night. I'm giving her good vibrations, she's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's getting me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me excitations.
Probably just could have stopped that one a lot sooner. But there was, you know, the unmistakable dirge-like sounds now of the Trogs. Okay, now that's, see, that's from 1975, right? Who knew that the Trogs were still making records well into the 70s? And here they are on the Penny Farthing record label, by the way. Right?
Yeah.
Chesty.
What?
What'd you say?
Penny Farthing Bike.
Chesty, you're not a number. You're a free chick.
I'm.
Joe, what about the Trogs cutting records into the 70s? Come on.
Dang, who really knew? I think most of us stopped paying attention somewhere, I don't know, after like Love Is All Around. But I'm going to guess, I know the Trogs tapes.
Yeah.
That infamous studio thing where they're just like giving each other a bad time, that also came out on the Penny Farthing label. So I don't know if that's...
Oh, really?
They put out themselves?
I don't know what you're talking about right now. You got to clue me in. What do you mean they're making that? What happened?
Well, you've heard of the Trogs tapes.
No, I have not. Keep talking.
Where an engineer just recorded them. This, I think this was in the after the hits stopped coming.
Yeah.
They're in the studio and they're just tearing into each other. It's like, well, you know, why don't you play it this way? It's almost like Spinal Tap, you know. It's like advising the drummer to, well, why don't you cross your arms? You know, why don't you try drumming, you know, with your arms crossed instead? And
you know, I'm glad. Is this sort of like the Casey Kasem thing where they accidentally? They left it rolling and he's like dropping F bombs left and right.
Exactly.
You know, I hope that somewhere on those tapes where the Trogs guys are going at each other's throats, I hope somebody is telling the guy on the recorder or whatever weird little potato flute they had there to just play in tune for a change, because I'm just saying. Anyways, all right, so before the Trogs there, it was... Okay, now, you talk about your obscurities, folks. A group called The Pictures, right? This is on the Capri label, a thing called Smaxy. I'm thinking this is an early 60s thing. It's an, you know, obviously they started off sort of doing a parody of the old Topsy thing, if you know what I mean.
And Turvy. Then,
and then you know, the old Cozy Cold Topsy thing there. And then anyways, I think it's a thing out of Texas. And man, all I know is I did an internet search on this. And the only thing that I could come up after pages and pages of Google searching was the playlist page at our website from back like in 2001 when I played that record last time. I'm just saying. That's not just tooting my own horn. I'm just simply saying that's how obscure that is.
Bloody rare.
Right? I just thought I'd have to. Anyway, it was Ted Taylor at the top of that set there on the Gold Eagle label. We all know he's a doo-wop vocal guy like from the 50s with groups like the Cadets and the Jacks. Went on a solo career and big time on the OK label and the Ebb label and the Ron label. But did you ever hear that one on the Gold Eagle label? No, hell no. That's why we're spinning it for you tonight on the Rarest of the Rare show for Lost Discs Radio. Okay? Now, quick look at the email. We'll find that John in Mid-North Indiana. Good old John Carver's getting 5110. He is. It's apparently doing well in the Midwest. He's getting it on the he's getting it on the shortwave there. And so is Yukon Jack, by the way. So, Chesty, give a big... Chesty, can you, like, rub your breasts on the microphone for the guys in the Area 51 chat room like Yukon Jack? Ready to go.
Woo! Here you go.
Wow. I hope that got picked up on the microphone. That was...
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll get back to the email again here in a minute because, speaking of Chesty's breasts...
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents... Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Well, it's Chesty's Chick Pick, and it is a chick, by the way, and her name is Bonnie Dobson. And do you know she's the person who wrote Morning Dew for all you deadheads out there? And she recorded it after other people, lots of other people, in fact, had already recorded it. But she did record it, and she did write it, and she does have a beautiful voice. So I hope you can enjoy that tonight.
All right, here we go. The original, the author herself. Lost Discs Radio.
Take me for a walk in the morning dew. Take me for a walk in the morning dew, my love. You can't go walking in the morning dew today. You can't go walking in the morning dew today.
said I'd see beautiful colors and hear musical notes, but I never did.
Lost radio.
This whole idea sounds pretty half-baked.
No, it's not. It's completely baked.
Why don't we all turn on together?
Hi, we're the replacements.
might be. They just might be giants. Here tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Yes, here we are dipping into the late 80s material. Okay, and that was off of a... Well, now, come on. That was not on an album. That was not on a They Might Be Giants album, right? So if you're thinking you're pretty tough there, well, you're not, see? That was like some obscure EP from the late 80s there, from They Might Be Giants. Yes, singing about the band, The Replacements, of which there was at the same time, see? And they were like friends with the guy. Yeah, you follow. You know what I'm saying? That was not The Replacements. That was They Might Be Giants singing about their pals, The Replacements. Now, before that, it was the Clockwork Orange, okay, off the Creole record label with the Do Me Right Now. Because before that, it was the Clockwork Oranges on the Liberty label with Ready Steady, okay? And that's a record that Chesty, we only have that record because Chesty brought it into the studio one day and said, dig this. Well, we're digging it. You know, it's 1 minute they're sounding like the Beach Boys, the next minute they're sounding like, friggin' who? Joe, who they sounded like to? The Zombies or somebody? I mean, what was that? That was pretty hip.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had a good line in sounding like other bands, that's for sure. Yeah. Give me that vibe.
They threw it all in there. Could not get a hit, apparently. And yes, we kicked off the set with Bonnie Dobson, okay, off the Nimbus 9 Records label. That's an LP we just found last week over Thanksgiving vacation, folks.
You know, that song's supposed to be about nuclear fallout, but it could be about almost any disaster.
Yeah. That's the 1969 version that she released. That's the first time she recorded and released it, although she wrote it in 1962, which is where everybody was covering it, including the Grateful Dead. And by the way, it's worth mentioning that the Grateful Dead, the first time that they added that song to their set and performed it live ever was when they kicked off their set at the Human Bee-In.
Bee-In.
Right? At Golden Gate Park in San Francisco on January 14th, 1967. Okay? So what about, I don't know, Joe, so come on. The Clockwork Oranges versus the Clockwork Orange. Now, we all know the movie. We all know the novel, Anthony Burgess, Stanley Kubrick, whatnot. Sure. But these guys weren't necessarily that deep. So what's going on?
Well, I don't know much about the first Clockwork Oranges. But I did come up with stuff on two different groups calling themselves the Clockwork Orange. One group came out of New York City, dropped a couple things on the Rust label, but that's not who we're talking about tonight. The other Clockwork Orange, the ones you spun on the Creole label, were, we believe, from Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh, man.
Oh, really? Mm. Wow.
That lone single in 1967.
Youch. Yeah, it's a pretty hot record there, I gotta say. For if you're into that sort of punk sound,
bloody rare,
you punks. So all right, let's give it over to the. Thank you, Chester. We need to go over to the email real quick, and here it is. We're coming in real good on the shortwave in Toledo, Ohio tonight. Says JD on the email, whoever that is, some guy named John, we think. Also, good old Matthew in Cleveland, Ohio, some guy named Matt in Cleveland. Giving his regards tonight, he's getting no reception on 5110 kilocycles. What the hey? He says it's just a wall of static that not even saxophones can cut through, right? That's so he's fine. Digging us online, and hey, the folks are all sending in their felicitations for happy holidays, which we appreciate that. Okay. By the way, did we mention that Wayne where's he at? North Carolina is listening. Okay, so that's very cool. Chiming in on the email tonight. And Governor Why Not himself making the scene on the email. Here he says, it's Governor Why Not, right?
Why not?
And he's hanging out with Dr. Doc Brown tonight and a very rare appearance apparently over at that party where they're banging tonight, a rare appearance from Doc Navy Blue.
Ooh.
You dig that? And of course, there's some connection there with Geezer Mountain, so he's giving a shout back out to Geezer Mountain up there at the reserve in upstate New York, right? And he's digging it. All right, so I think we're all caught up on that, Joe. And now it's time to talk about this Philadelphia group. Digging it here with a group called the Avengers, of which, come on, Joe, there had to be tons of groups in the 60s with that name, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with the popularity of the comic book Avengers, I'm guessing that's where everybody got this from. You had, not just in America either, you have the Philadelphia Avengers, sure. Sure, you got those guys. You got the Memphis Avengers, who actually covered the Batman theme and got on the Ardent and MGM labels.
Gee.
Where was some Bakersfield Avengers from California.
Jeez.
There were the Mighty Avengers over in the UK, and they were produced by Andrew Luke Oldham, no less.
All right, well, this copy here is on the Mr. Genius Records label, and I'm thinking this is the one out of Philadelphia, right?
The Philly sound on Mr. Genius, yeah.
All right, well, let's just dig the the sort of out-of-tune sounds now. Of Philly's own The Avengers, exclusively tonight. Lost Discs Radio.
Ain't nobody's fault but your own. Ain't nobody's fault but your own. Now that you're crying all alone, you walked out on me late one night. Oh, that's right. The way I cried, you know it just ain't right. He broke your heart, now you're crying all alone.
Secretly switch Tiny's coffee with chicken fried pork loin gravy. Let's watch and see what happens.
Bye.
Lost Disc Radio. Lost Disc Radio. Lost Disc Radio.
What's going to happen next?
I don't think I want to know.
Dear friends, give us room to say and sing. Not of wars, but of all the happy things that surely happen in a world of conflicting. Left and right, to you we only bring the better side, the better side. From a heart that was a fool, it was tried, its objection overruled. Now we shout to love and not to change. It's our road, but to you it may seem strange. The better side, better side. Look at them making love, they're the better side. Stop and stare, ask yourself, have they got no pride? The love that's here, it's where the beauty lies. And if you did, don't you think you'd be unwise? Yes, you would, 'cause inside you the soul cries. The better side, the better side. A woman who looks in awe. But wait a minute, you've seen her somewhere before. Yes, that's right, she was with us, that's for sure. The other night, so what is she looking for? The better side, better side. The better side is calling you, woman, now. The better side is calling you, woman, now. Come on and join the better side, woman, now. Come on and join the better side, woman, now. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Music's become such an obsession, it's blinding you to all reality.
a ghost. And if you get hung on the frozen stair, before the snow.
Jim E. Knight and Dr. Duck Brown.
Go look at the fun bags on that horse hound.
I told Jimmy I'd put it under the counter for him if he can manage it.
You're going to have fun whether you like it or not.
Well, Jim, I'm glad you're here.
What's that supposed to mean?
Great America.
America.
Street Runners. Yeah, Bow Street Runners. Okay, right off the BT Puppy Records label with their incredible obscure album there, and that was Leaving Grit America. And it was before that Gary Higgins from his one and only album Red Hash from the reissue on the Drag City label, folks. At the Thicker Than a Smoky was that cut right there is what I want to tell you. And Freedom, before that, with The Better Side. And before that, it was The Vandals on the Tiara label with Sorry in a Mustang. Jesse, Sorry in a
Mustang.
With the poo dang, with the thing in the...
Mustangs aren't my car.
Stuff that she touched. What?
You never see me in a hot Mustang, I'm sorry to say.
Come on, yeah, yeah.
Are you more of a Corvette fan there, Chester?
Yeah, yeah. Mm,
Corvettes are nice.
I don't know. Joe, anything you want to say about the Vandals? We don't know. We don't care, do we?
Well, just one of another group with a group name that got a lot of play in the 60s. These guys were from Hollywood, Florida, or at least that region of Florida.
Yes.
Interestingly, it's worth mentioning that another Florida band named Mike Vetro and the Cellar Dwellers also covered that song.
Now look, okay, Freedom... The band Freedom. Now, this is interesting because wasn't this like some guys from the original Procol Harum lineup that broke off and did their own thing, Joe? Right?
Yeah, could be. Now, I thought Freedom was, you know.
No, that's who this was, Joe.
Freedom?
This was a Procol Harum offshoot. Man, I'm counting on you. Come on, what you got?
Oh, you're killing me.
Oh, you're killing me.
Looking up American bands like Freedom Highway.
Oh, this
I'm going,
was...
Well, there is no group that is just floating around out there called Freedom, but
yeah.
You know, I'm Googling madly right now, even as we talk.
You would think. All right, let me fill you in a little bit. This was from a movie.
Americans.
This was from a movie that was sort of called Black and White, or Black on White, actually.
Let's get that right in the bloody rare.
And actually released in the States as, get a load of this, The Artful Penetration of Barbara.
Ooh, I like penetration.
Hey, now. Yeah, actually, we've got it here. The drummer and the guitarist had originally been in Procol Harum. And Freedom, interestingly, put out something like four albums on the Vertigo label, which was that the Harvest? No, that was Vertigo was a subsidiary of like Pi or something like that.
Fair enough.
It was their Prague label.
All right.
Harvest was the progressive label for EMI.
Sure.
See, free to be a vandal in the United States.
Whoa. That's why the pump don't work, Chesty.
Oh.
All right. So we got to move on. We'll have to talk about Gary Higgins and Bow Street Runners on a future episode, folks, because we are way over our time. We got to make room for something else. Folks, if you're over at rockandradio.com, check out the RLT Archives Music Magazine for his Rarest of the Rare special for this month of December 2013. And I am told that the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and his brother from another mother, Brian Phillips, have teamed up for a 2-hour co-host spectacular special over at rockandradio.com this month, folks. Don't miss it. Joe, thanks for sitting shotgun there, pal.
Well, it's been a boss evening. Hey, it's December, so happy Krampus, everybody.
Happy Krampus, Joe. Happy Krampus, Chesty.
Thanks.
And we'll catch you next month. Thanks, Kaz. Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Tom Barna. Thanks. And good night, Weasley Steve, wherever you are.